Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Adol?
Yes?
Aaron?
Yes?
Do you have something to say to our special guest, Janet Varney, today?
Sorry.
For embezzling
mashed potatoes.
And your money.
Yes, thank you.
One of those things upset me more than the other, and I thank you for both sets of apologies. Forgiven.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mrs.
No one asked you to speak. No one said you had to speak at the same time. No one. No,
well, sorry.
Okay, so Janet has accepted your apology. We can move on to new business. Casey, I believe we have some new business that we have to address. Would you mind playing our new business sting?
It's GPC, super fair, well thought out, very fun, kitchen upgrade trivia, spectacular.
Huh.
Oh my gosh, I know what I want. I want a...
Hold on, that was supposed to be our new business sting. fuck. Well, I didn't have one of these prepared, but I guess we played the sting, so...
Whoa, you think you can wing this? That was one of the most complicated games, series of games I've ever heard on the show. That seems like a bad idea.
When you have the insane, delusional confidence that I have, you can wing just about anything.
You have the confidence of an animal with no, who's at
confidence.
The top of the food chain. Yeah, with no confidence.
Oh,
I would say
on.
A koala bear.
Most animals have confidence. We all know that.
Nothing hunts a koala bear.
Nothing hunts a koala bear. Well, you know what? We played this thing, so we might as well do it. So welcome to another episode of JPC's Super Fair, Well Thought Out, Very Fun Kitchen Upgrade Trivia Spectacular. The game show where you can win real prizes
for your kitchen that
probably are not good or great, but I have them and I'll send them to you.
What are they?
You will find out, as is tradition with the Kitchen Upgrade Trivia, you will find out
tradition.
Upon winning one of the rounds, you will find out what your prize is. You do not know what your prize is or what you're playing for until the round is over.
Can we go around and say what we hope it is? I'll go first. I hope it's like a restaurant style and length pepper mill. You know, like when they say when? I want that size where it's almost like a club. Like
That's an insane thing for me to just get you on a whim. Those things are so big. You talking about like an Italian restaurant, like 3.5 foot yardstick pepper mill?
The Louisville Slugger of pepper mills. That's what I want.
I want an ice cream maker.
Oh, shit.
I want a toilet that conjures whenever you need it because I just pissed my pants thinking about how hard I thought the last set of these was.
So a kitchen toilet. Interesting.
I'm in a lot
Honestly, a kitchen toilet. That sounds like a kitchen upgrade trivia if you were like in New York or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's a New York City
right
kitchen upgrade trivia.
Right next to the bathtub in the kitchen.
I live in a closet.
Yeah.
If you've never listened to one of these episodes before, where were you 3 years ago? But no shame, no shade, because what we will do is I have six different categories for you, which means six different prizes on the line. I'll give you the six categories. And Janet, since you're our guest and this is your first time playing Kitchen Upgrade Trivia, I will let you pick the first category. From there on, we'll have the winner pick the category. Okay?
Okay.
Here are your categories. Space. Zodiac. Working, music, J.K. Rowling, and is this a Cora line?
These are all words that precede the word killer. Space killer, Zodiac killer, working killer, J.K. Rowling killer.
working killer.
Okay, well, I can skip the last one because I'll be worst at that. I'm going to go Zodiac.
Okay, Janet, you have selected Zodiac. Here's the way that we play the Zodiac game. So there are 12 different Zodiac signs. You know, I'll say Aries through Pisces. That's a random determination where I'm picking my start. Yeah.
Start at the end of March, weirdo.
Okay. Actually, that might be the order. This is
It sounds like Aaron's going to crush
this. It is not
the
order you think it is, so I think that might be the order.
It's the order I wrote it down in from the internet, so it probably is the order for all intents and purposes. We're going to go Aries through Pisces. Now, as you may or may not be familiar with, the Zodiacs have a corresponding, it's not necessarily always an animal, but it's a corresponding like creature that the Zodiac is. I think those are in dire need of updating. So what I've done is I've updated them in my mind, and it is up to you to guess what creature I have put in the new Zodiac order. And all of them make a certain type of sense.
For a win, can I try and guess immediately what one of them is? Is it Reese's Pisces?
Wow.
Wait, I have to get into the mindset of JPC.
Yeah.
Takes
Impossible.
A shot of piss, punch himself in teeth.
To get inside the mind of
brain
JPC,
and blender.
If you've ever watched the Vincent D'Onofrio, Jennifer Lopez movie, The Cell, that's what the inside of JPC's brain is like.
Yeah.
Wow. D'Onofrio got first billing on The Cell, huh?
She's got cool clothes in that weird vision. So
it's a beautiful movie. Beautiful.
All right, I just watched Spy Kids 6 times in a row while also screaming at the top of my lungs. I'm ready
You're
to be JPC.
Ready.
Okay,
are
great.
Ready,
so
Chris.
in order to lock in your answer, I'm going to need you to give, you can only give one, one each. And just because I won't say who's right until everyone guesses, in case you want to guess the same thing, but just go ahead and give me a quick doink, and the doink will let me know that it's your turn to answer. The first one we have is Aries. Aries is March 21st through April 19th, and it was previously the Ram. Aries, the ram.
Aries.
Doink.
Is the... Aaron?
Well, I think that Aries sort of sounds like if people didn't know the name for a bird, they would call a bird an airy. So
it.
I'm going to go with a... What's a bird? I'm going to go with a crow.
Oh, crow. A crow for Aries. Okay. Do we have any other
No, doinks? A pigeon. Doink. A pigeon. A pigeon.
A pigeon for Aries.
Yeah.
I heard a doink.
Yes. I'm similar to Aaron's answer. I think it is going to be something that's in the air, but I think JPC went air Reese. It is going to be Reese Witherspoon with wings.
Okay,
that's very
doink.
Good. That's very good, Janet. A doink to steal.
Okay. A ram has horns. I'm going with Ray Seahorn from Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul, yes.
I'm not in the right mindset. I said something kind of real. I'm fucked up. You guys are way closer to the answer.
Oh, Aaron, we didn't think what you said sounded real. Don't worry. You're totally fine.
here's the way that this works. I'm doing a quick tabulation to see who was closest without going over. Aries is, of course, the god of war. The most warlike animal is, of course, the hippopotamus, the deadliest land animal.
Oh, yes.
So, Casey, you get the first point. That is right. Casey can get points, and Casey can win your kitchen prize upgrades. So it is possible for Casey to walk away with some prizes. Here we go. Your next one is Taurus. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, the bull. Taurus was formerly
doink.
The bull. Add all the doink to you.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to go off bull and then that's going to become like salad bull and then it's going to become like Paul Newman's ranch dressing. But I think I'm going to go the other way you might take it, which is Taurus, of course, Ford. Ford created the assembly line. Lining up is what you do to receive. I'm going to go with Paul Newman's ranch dressing.
Paul Newman's ranch dressing. Okay, let's see. Do we have any other locked in answers?
Doink.
Doink to you, Janet.
Taurus is also a shape. So I'm going to go ahead and say rhomboid because it's kind of like a Taurus.
Okay, rhomboid. Interesting. Aaron, doink to steal?
Taurus sort of sounds like the word tourist, which is someone visiting from out of town. And I think that birds, they fly south for the winter.
No.
And what's a bird? Pigeon. I'm going to go with pigeon.
Okay, pigeon again.
Shoot the moon in heart. It works. It freaking works.
Pigeon's the tourist of the sky.
Bull to me sounds like mole, so of course I went with a mole. Mole is the answer. Casey, you get a point. The next one is Gemini. May 21st to June 21st. The twins. Previously the twins. Not an animal. Adel, doink to you.
Gemini kind of sounds like Gem and I. My wife's name is Gemma. Shorten that's Gem. So I think it's going to be your new similar mascot's going to be Adel.
Okay.
Doink.
I don't see Janet.
Okay. Gemini is twins. The movie Twins starred Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito is married to Rhea Perlman. Sounds similar to Ray Seahorn. I'm going with Rhea Perlman.
Perfect.
Of course, wife of Ron Perlman.
I'm obviously going with twin pigeons.
The old expression.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.